The new album by L.A. rapper Ice-T is called Freedom of Speech, Watch What You Say. The cover has a sticker on it that cautions parents, X-rated, some material may be extra hype and inappropriate for squares and suckers. One of the songs is titled Shut Up, Be Happy. Rock critic Ken Tucker has his review of Ice-T's latest. From it, here's some of Hit the Deck.
Put the lyrics on the paper with the pen, even Lee makes the record spin. Islam dropped the beats that you rock to. Thought that I would never get you, got you. Dog on the floor like you know you never done before. How could a brother be so hardcore and still keep you on the floor like a maniac? That's your question? Well, I'ma answer that. I'm on the mic tonight. I'm here to do it right. Ice, the capital T, airtight. Coolest of the cool, I'm back on a mission. Step to me, fool. You're missing, mine is gone, pow, you're out of here. This ain't no game to me, this is my career. Throw me a mic, plug it in, bet I won't be happy till the dance was wet. I ain't no rookie, I'm a microphone vet. Evil Lee's on the set, hit the deck.
Many people were upset last week by the way the National Endowment for the Arts withdrew its funding for a New York art exhibit about AIDS. I hope you realize that there are similar incursions on artistic freedom here in the world of popular music. This, in fact, is what most of Ice-T's new album is all about. The slow, steady suppression of rap music that has a political edge.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, just watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, you better watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Just watch what you say.
Parental advisory. Parental advisory.
Freedom of speech, let them take it from me, next they'll take it from you, then what you gonna do? Let them censor books, let them censor art, PMRC, this is where the witch hunt starts. You'll censor what we see, we read, we hear, we learn, the books will burn. You better think it out, we should be able to say anything. Our lungs were meant to shout, say what we feel, yell out what's real, even though it may not bring mass appeal. Your opinion is yours, my opinion is mine, if you don't like what I'm saying, fine. But don't close it, always keep an open mind, a man who fails to listen is blind. We only got one right left in the world today. Let me have it or throw the Constitution away.
Freedom of speech!
Ice-T directs his anger at the Parents Music Resource Center, which recently released its latest list of so-called objectionable albums that this Washington-based committee thinks should have warning labels. Given all of rock and roll to complain about, every one of the albums on the PMRC's list was by a black artist. Is it any wonder that Ice-T feels his right to be as political and as profane as he wants is in danger?
I'm sweating heavy cause my face is on TV. Everybody in this whole world's after me. Since I was young, I never had a damn thing. At Christmas time, I'd hate to hear the bells ring. Cause in the ghetto, Santa ain't got a dime. Your mother's standing in the welfare line. The way that you survive is crime. My life is over, so I might as well speak my mind. I killed a brother cause the system had me geared to kill. Cause what I call home, you call hell. My ghetto quarters ain't no better than a jail cell. But there's a message in this story that I'm trying to tell. We're just brothers on the streets killing brothers. The system has us geared to kill one another. Selling dope to poison each other. The plan of the man, word to the mother. But I'm a sucker cause I fell into their plan. 187, I killed a brother man. My life on earth was hell, you understand. But when I die, I'm going to hell again. I'm the hunted child.
Until a few years ago, LA's impact on rap music was minimal. Rap was being made most forcefully in East Coast cities, in New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Detroit. Some of this had to do with the fact that the LA music industry isn't geared to react to black street music. The city of laid-back folk and rock careerism wasn't going out of its way to sign up local rap acts, which in any case were slow to form. The simplest and most logical reason for this, I've always thought, is that Los Angeles is a car culture. Neighborhoods are spread out over wide areas, and you get around on wheels, not on foot. And rap, like the doo-wop that preceded it 20 years before, is the product of street corner culture. In any case, Ice-T here expresses his annoyance with the conservatism of Los Angeles radio stations and other factors that kept L.A. rap from blossoming before now.
Dig it. I'm just a brother from L.A., South Central. I live like the flyway. Used to bang and hustle, but I traded for the big game. Infamy got dumped for fame. Now I'm known and respected as creator of the crime rhyme. But my lyrics are deeper, because I'm the one that makes you think before you make a move. I wrote Pusher, High Rollers, and Colors just to prove that I can kick game and drop knowledge at the same time. But one L.A. station wouldn't play my records one time. I'm trying to save my community, but these bourgeois blacks keep on dogging me. They don't care about violence, drugs, and gangs. KGLH, you ain't about nothing. You're just a bunch of punk bourgeois black suckers, and this one's for me.
You won't play no Public Enemy. You ain't playing no Boogie Down Productions. You ain't trying to represent the black community. You just caring about your little old R&B bull you play all day and night. I represent Los Angeles all over the United States, and you ain't did nothing for me. Think about it.
Ice-T took his name from Iceberg Slim, the black pulp novelist whose 60s thrillers were informed by that decade's spirit of activism and radicalism. Iceberg Slim's novels were steeped in violence and a sophisticated articulation of ghetto poverty as state oppression. They find their parallel in Ice-T's rap music. Like a good novelist himself, Ice-T is capable of setting a scene and describing action in quick, vivid terms. On a song such as Peel Their Caps Back, he turns into an action filmmaker, summoning up images that might have come from a thriller directed by Walter Hill or Sam Peckinpah. It's the sort of rude eloquence that makes Ice-T a valuable artist.
12 o'clock midnight, posse was airtight. 25 cars under the streetlights. Some people talk while others cry. Ink was a brother who shouldn't have died. Then the silence broke. Ice, what's it gonna be? 38 hard brothers stood and stared at me. There were only two words that I had to say. P-A-Y-B-A-C-K. The car's loaded with a silence that could wake the dead. Pistols clicked as the chambers loaded full of lead. Everyone in the crew knew what I said. Would mean by morning somebody else would soon be dead.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for The Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin.